Staff base, Kislev. Starting in Simanam base, Halacha base. We're going to Halacha Zayin. Base to Zayin. There's a lot here and all about health. So here we go. The Ribbono Shelam, the creator of the universe, Baruch Shmoy, created the human being. And he instilled in him a natural heat. Now, this heat is literally the life force of a person. So if this heat goes out, this natural heat, then he will die. How do you keep this heat going? So the Kitzur teaches us it's based on food. That's the whole avodah of food. Person eats, it's like a fire that keeps continuously burns and keeps the food, the body alive. That means if you don't add wood, constant wood being added, then it's going to be extinguished. So to a person. Person doesn't eat. So the fire within him, that temperature, that inner fire is going to be extinguished and he's going to die. Now food is grinded with the teeth. That's the first step. Here's a godless abayre. Then what happens is it gets mixed up with saliva. Initially, when a person's eating, he's grinding and then he's mixing it, mixes the food, mixes up with saliva. It gets broken down partially. And then it goes down to the stomach. It's called the tumcha. And in the stomach, it gets grinded again. And it gets mixed up again with different types of fluids in the stomach itself and the gallbladder, meaning the juices of the fluids of the gallbladder, which is the bile. And then it gets broken down even more. And it gets cooked up by the heat of what's called the gastric fluids and gets digested. What happens is now the bovul shaboy, that means the portion that is selected, all the body organs are able to receive the nourishment. And this sustains a person's life. The psoilis, the waste, is moisoros, what's called, that will excess part of the food that gets pushed up, excreted from the body. Now we understand as a kitzur when we say this bracha sheyotzos odom. And we end off with Maflila, so it's what? A pele. Of course, there's many different interpretations. This interpretation is called by the Beis Yosef, it's based on Avod Rom, that the pele is this whole process of how the temperature in our body is sustained by the food. The pele of how, what's the biggest chiddush? And that's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the teva and the nature of a human being, the body knows to choose a good food, and how the limbs draw what it needs in it for it to be nourished. And the psoilis, of course, the residue gets excreted. Because if not for that, if the psoilis, if that residue would stay, the waste would stay in the body, then it would rot. And that's how a person would get really sick. And therefore, most of the healthfulness of a person's body and his weakness is dependent on the digestive process. If it gets digested well, then a person's healthy. If a person doesn't have a good digestive process, so therefore he becomes weak and chasham become the sakana, and this is a big yisoy to get this right. So here's the avoida of achila. So how do you get your digestive system to be well? So the best digestive process is that if the food is not too much, which means to say that it should be easily digestible. So if a person eats too much, what happens is the stomach becomes full. And why is it difficult to digest? Because then the stomach is not able to expand and contract in its normal fashion. It can't also grind properly the food. And just like fire, if you would throw a lot of wood on the fire, so too much fire would actually put it out, doesn't burn well. So too much food in the stomach. And therefore, a person who wants to keep himself healthy has to be careful not to eat, meaning to eat the proper amount. So to eat what's called the moderate amount. According to Mezegufo, which is translates metabolism, one's metabolism. I think it depends really. Mezeg is more like the temperature of the body, as we'll see later on. Not too much and not too satiated. And most sicknesses, he says, come to a person is only because of three possibilities, either because he's eating bad food or because he's eating too much, even if it's good food. That's achila gasa. That means two. There's only two options. Either person is getting sick because he's eating bad food, or he's eating a lot of good food. And that's the big yesod of the Rambam, which Akitzur quotes. And that's what Shlomo Melech hinted in this beautiful pasuk. Shlomo Melech says, Shema people, Shema Shema Tos Nafsha, an amazing way of looking at this pasuk. You watch your mouth and your tongue, you're going to save yourself from a lot of problems. Shema people, means from eating bad food, or satiating too much. And the shame is from speaking too much. And even though there's seemingly no connection, the article quotes a beautiful shot. No, there is a connection between if a person doesn't restrain his talking, he won't be able to restrain his eating either. A very deep connection there. In any case, the Shlomo Melech is teaching us that if a person eats a little bit from harmful things, it will not harm him as much as when he eats from healthy things but too much. Pelaploy. Next. A person, basically continuing with the digestive needs, if a person is young, so his equal, his koach of digestion is much stronger, and therefore he needs much more food, more constantly. As opposed to a person that's in his middle-aged life, so obviously he needs less food. And the elderly, who already is weak, so therefore his food has to be very light, and very small amount of quantities, but mostly nutritional, meaning it should be nutritional, and that's how he's going to be able to be strong. If a person is during the summer, so when during the summer our digestive organs are actually weakened because of the heat, and therefore a person's eating during the summer should be less than what it is during the winter. So how much is that? The doctors estimate, I don't know who these doctors are, this is what the Rambam is quoting, that the two-thirds of what you eat in the winter is what you should eat in the summer. A major rule in the law of medicine. Before a person eats, he should do exercise. Half of a fail, he should walk and do and be engaged in some physical labor until his body gets warmed up. And actually, he attaches this to a pasuk because it says, sweat. Then you're going to eat, and that's how you're going to eat bread. Fascinating. And then it says also, okay, next. So now we know what to do. You got to actually exercise a little bit before eating so your body's warm. Number two, you have to open up, loosen up your belt. There's also a hint to this. Vekha paslechem ekha is Rosh Tevas Hatecha Gura Kedemachila. Fascinating. And paslechem is Rosh Tevas Pentavadecholimam. So somehow, if you don't loosen, one doesn't loosen his belt, it will cause a person to have some gastric illnesses. I'm not exactly sure what the connection there is. And when a person's eating, a person should sit in his place. See another source, not standing when you're eating. You've ever heard that mother say that to the children? That's where it comes from. The Kitzur says, a person should lean to his left. That's based on the Gemara Masechet Pesachim. And after a person eats, he should not be very active, because doing that will cause the food to go down from the stomach and not be properly digested, and will harm a person. Rather, he should walk a little bit, take a small, what they call shbatzir, small little walk, but not a long walk. A person should not really exert himself too much after the meal. How long after should a person basically, so a person should take a walk and take a little nap, but he shouldn't do that, shouldn't sleep until at least 2 hours after you ate. Why is that? Because when a person sleeps right after he ate, like a good chillant, the vapors go up to his brain and could harm him. That's also another reason why people have wild dreams after eating chillant. And also when a person goes to a bathhouse, or a person lets out blood, or a person has marital relations, all this should not be good right after eating. People are different, as we mentioned, and have different what's called mezik. Like I said, it's the temperature of a person's body. Some people are naturally more warm. Some people are naturally more cold. Some people are average. And therefore, the food also corresponds to that. The foods that are more going to be more heat and one that are colder. So therefore, someone that's average type of heat temperature in his body, so he should eat food that's average. Someone that's his temperature is someone whose temperature is let's say cold. See, we're going to go through each one of them. Someone that his temperature is warm, so he goes the opposite direction. He should have things that are not causing heat. So, for example, spices and fragrant herbs. That's something that causes heat. So, what should he have? He should have things that are colder, cooling effect basically, which is pickled food. That's an example. We'll see others. And a person who is naturally more cold, so he should have things that warm him up, warm up the body. So like spice, like we just mentioned. And also, eating will change based on the time and the place. During the summer, a person should eat more, even every person should eat a little bit more of colder food. For example, like meat of lambs and tender goats and young chickens. and even some pickled stuff, like we said before. And during the winter, a person should have warm food. And the same thing goes when a person lives in a country that's cold. So if you're living in America now in the winter, or so you should eat warmer food, warm your body up. And Dina Chama, you should eat cooler food. And Mapai, that's simple. Why is it that, let's say, in Morocco and all these other areas that are more warmer climate, they have more of the like chamutzim and stuff like that, although they do have spices. I don't know exactly how that works out. Have a beautiful day.